This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Defense Intelligence Agency said on Friday Ukrainian units were entering the southern city of Kherson and told any Russian troops still there to surrender. Video obtained by Reuters on Friday shows a man waving the Ukrainian flag in front of people gathered at Freedom Square in Kherson. Russia's defense ministry said earlier on Friday it had completed the withdrawal of its troops from Kherson and retreated to the western bank of the Dnipro River. But Russia's strikes on Ukraine continue, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky's office, says a Russian S-300 missile strike overnight Thursday killed six people in Mykolaiv, a city about 42 miles from Kherson's regional capital. Rescue crews are sifting through the rubble of a five-story residential building in search of survivors. One young citizen says he found nothing there when he opened an apartment door to look for his mother. The teenager says Friday was her 34th birthday. Zelensky has called the attack the terrorist state's cynical response to our successes at the front. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top Russian and UN officials are holding talks in Switzerland to try to iron out the extension of a deal allowing Ukrainian grain shipments and Russian food and fertilizer exports. There's just over a week left before the wartime agreement meant to ease a global food crisis is set to expire. The deal is critical because Ukraine and Russia are major suppliers of grain and other foods to parts of the world where many are already going hungry. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says new spending on clean energy initiatives has cemented the United States' commitment to fighting global warming.
We're proving that good climate policy is good economic policy. It's a strong foundation for durable, resilient, inclusive economic growth. It's driving progress in the private sector. It's driving progress around the world.
Biden on Friday, during a speech at the annual United Nations Climate Conference being held in Egypt. The Democratic president's attendance at the climate conference was his first stop on an around-the-world trip. He's also going to Cambodia for a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders and to Indonesia for a Group of 20 summit meeting. A vocal climate activist is not attending the COP27 summit in Egypt, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
She has decided to stay home.
My name is Greta.
Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg took part in her usual Friday for Future protest in Stockholm.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Thunberg tells the AP her decision to remain in Sweden was due to the limited space dedicated to activists in Egypt.
I think it's important that those who actually get to go there are the ones who need to be heard.
Thunberg says climate change has taken a back seat in the world to worries over the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue.
Southeast Asian leaders have done little to ramp up pressure on Myanmar to comply with their plan for peace, agreeing to a course of action that largely kicks the matter down the road. With violence in Myanmar spiraling out of control since the military seized power in 2021, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations has been trying to implement a 5-point plan for peace, so far with little effect. The group has banned leaders of Myanmar from participating in its top-level events, and some had been pushing for that to be broadened. U.S. voters in the state of Colorado have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older and to create state-regulated centers where participants can experience the drug. Colorado's initiative eventually will allow an advisory board to add other plant-based psychedelic drugs to the program. Proponents argued the state's current approach to mental health has failed and that naturally occurring psychedelics can treat depression, PTSD, anxiety, and addiction. Critics said decriminalization would jeopardize public safety. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news and the podcast VOA Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.